This Monday.com ad was created by a team of people and AI agents. Reese, our content agent, wrote the copy based on our best practices, like mentioning Monday.com 3 times. That was the second. Johnny, our coordination agent, built the timeline and kept everyone aligned. Olivia, our human creative director, stayed in the loop. Because agents are great, but they don't always know when a joke lands. She had one note: tell listeners it only takes minutes to build an agent. So, minutes. Create your own AI agent today on Monday.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, the clock is ticking in Venezuela, and the Trump admin's quote-unquote plan seems to be falling apart in front of our very eyes. Welcome to another day of how many times will the Trump admin brazenly contradict its own messaging regarding Venezuela before realizing that it has already given away the game. We have seen administration official after official after official go on TV and give different reasons for the invasion, give different paths moving forward. Marco Rubio will one moment say that Trump and Pete Hegseth are in charge of Venezuela, but then the next moment, Trump will say that actually Maduro's VP, Rodriguez, is still, quote, leading the way, according to him, which means that this wasn't actually regime change. We just removed Maduro, kept the same regime, and tried to increase U.S. access to oil. That's not really regime change. That's just robbing a country that's in a vulnerable position of more and more oil. So let's walk through what Donald Trump said in the middle of the night on Air Force One, because I swear to you, he repeatedly contradicts himself and accidentally gives away the game. Like, let's just start here. We have no time to waste. Let me show you how quickly they give away the game. And make sure you drop a like and subscribe to the Adamocler feed if you want to support the breaking news content and the debate content that we have coming out. My Jubilee Surrounded is out on their channel. But okay, to start here, a reporter asks, is a second strike off the table? And Trump says, no. If they don't behave, we will do a second strike. Listen to this first clip.
Speaking of those U.S. troops, I mean, one thing that Americans and a lot of people are wondering, you just sounded like you weighed out another strike, another land strike, at least in Venezuela. You sound like you weighed that out. But
we didn't need it. We were prepared to do a second strike if we needed it. We're totally prepared.
But that's off the table.
We're still prepared.
That's off the table now.
No, it's not. If they don't behave, we will do a second strike.
The question is...
Okay, Trump is very clear right there. If they don't behave, we will do a second strike. He is threatening war and increased military action against Venezuela. But the question is, what do you define as behaving? What do you need from Delcy Rodriguez in order for them to behave? Well, Trump then gets asked this very question. What do you need from them? What do you need to count as behaving? And his answer is total access. Total access to oil and other things. So let me get this straight. He is threatening a second military strike, increased military action, and perhaps a full-out war, like a full-on prolonged war. And then he admits that it's about oil.
And what are your short-term, next 2 weeks, what do you need from Delcy Rodriguez? You've threatened Delcy.
Total access. We need total access. We need access to the oil and to other things in their country that allow us to rebuild their country.
I mean, holy shit. It is just straight up admitting it right there. Like, could you imagine during the Bush era, if you're like, what do you need? What do you need from these countries to stop invading? And he's like, just oil. I just need oil. Like, Trump is just giving away the game right there. He is just admitting that we will continue to strike Venezuela until we have total access to their oil. And then they further contradict each other. Lindsey Graham, for some reason, is on Air Force One and says, this is not interventionism. We're just getting more prosperous deals. Listen, it's not interventionism, which is the exact type of rhetoric that was used during the war on terror. We saw Kristi Noem yesterday go on TV and claim that you hate American values. She says that you are not a patriot if you don't support Donald Trump's acts overseas, which is not only so reverse, but it's just a complete parallel of the rhetoric that was used during the war on terror. They'd claim that you hate America or that you love terrorists if you're not willing to put our troops at risk. And now they're using the exact same rhetoric as they inch us closer and closer to another forever war. A lot of right-wingers have been cheering and saying that because this mission only took about 2 to 3 hours, that there's no chance it's going to be an endless war. But with the way that Donald Trump and Lindsey Graham are speaking about second strikes, about oil, about potentially allowing Rodriguez to stay in power, this would lead to another endless nation-building struggle or an endless war, as you want to call it. So just let me lay this out. Trump is okay with putting U.S. boots on the ground if he doesn't get what he wants from this current leader, who is just Maduro's VP. This current leader has already said she wants Maduro back and is not going to play ball. Trump is therefore threatening second strikes and to have more action, meaning there is now a chance that we enter another endless tussle of trying to gain power over Rodriguez, trying to remove Rodriguez militarily, and not having a plan to follow. Let me show you this clip of Lindsey Graham saying, "This is not interventionism." And then Trump immediately undercuts his argument by saying, actually, the oil companies are going to go in and we're taking back what they stole. We're taking the oil. Literally just undermining each other's message on the spot.
You take down the source of the problem. President Trump didn't wake up one day and say, hey, let's take Venezuela. He did what other people talked about, but didn't have the balls or the guts to do it. This is a good thing. This is not interventionism. This is making America safer. We're going to be more prosperous because of the business deals. There are going to be Americans alive today because they shut down a narco-terror state called Venezuela. This is a good thing, not a bad thing.
Okay, so Lindsey Graham tries to assure us that this is not interventionism. This is not a parallel to what happened in the mid-2000s when we went in for oil and just for oil. Now, Trump has a message.
And the oil companies are going to go in and rebuild their system. They're going to spend billions of dollars, and they're going to take the oil out of the ground, and we're taking back what they stole. Remember, they stole our property. It was the greatest theft in the history of America. Nobody has ever stolen our property like they have. They took our oil away from us. They took the infrastructure away, and all that infrastructure is rotted and decayed. And the oil companies are going to go in and rebuild it. We're not going to spend very much money at all, if anything. But the oil companies are going to go, we're going to take our oil.
It's honestly hard to explain how effing shameless these people are. Popular right-wing commentator Matt Walsh, if I can pull this picture up right here. Matt Walsh flipped his stance over the course of a few months and is being such a shameless, smug prick about it. I mean, seriously, check this out. Matt Walsh, in June of 2025, said, "We've spent the last 25 years bringing freedom and democracy to countries around the globe while our own country has been systematically invaded and now our largest cities are run by foreigners and communists. If you want to know why I'm so avowedly non-interventionist, this is why." So he is taking a stand back in June. He is non-interventionist. But now he's saying, quote, "This war is for oil." First of all, the war lasted like 90 minutes. Second, going to war to secure vital resources for your own people is totally legitimate. Why should we allow some third world communist shithole to control trillions of dollars worth of oil? Dude, for the same reason that you just gave earlier, because there are problems here at home that we should be focusing on. And also, I'm so sick of this BS talking point that quote unquote, the war only lasted 90 minutes. I just showed everybody that Donald Trump is still talking about a second strike. And what was his reasoning for the secondary strike? Was it Maduro? No, it was for oil. He immediately gets asked, what do we need to do to get them to behave? And he says, basically, just get their oil. He's then asked, what is the end goal with Maduro? What is the end goal with this trial? And Trump shows a disdain for due process that we repeatedly see coming from him. Listen, Maduro is obviously a piece of shit, an awful leader, a terrible, terrible dictator. But when Donald Trump says that this is a slog of a trial, this is going to be a boring trial, yeah, the justice system, by definition, is a boring process because it's a process. Everyone gets part of the process.
And I don't think it's appropriate to talk to the press about it. You'll find out.
When it comes to him in court tomorrow, I mean, what's the end game here with Maduro? Does he just rot in a U.S. prison?
We're just going to go through a slog of a trial. The judge is very respected, Judge Hellerstein.
It sounds like when he says slog of a trial, if Trump could have it his way, Maduro would just be endlessly thrown in jail forever, which is how Trump has talked about other political opponents in the past. I mean, I'm not comparing them to Pritzker, but Trump is also called to jail Pritzker, the governor of my state. He's called to jail Newsom. He's called to jail Democrats repeatedly with no due process. So I'm not surprised he's showing disdain for our own legal system, even when it's a corrupt tyrant like Maduro. There's still due process that needs to be maintained in America. And then to make matters even worse, Trump begins talking about how it's necessary for the United States to have Greenland. He says Greenland is covered with Russian and Chinese ships. None of this is true. Greenland is a NATO ally that is not surrounded by Chinese ships. In fact, U.S. troops are stationed in Greenland. We could just call up Greenland right now and put more troops there. We don't have to invade them or kill anyone or take land. We could just call our effing ally and say, hey, we're kind of worried. Can we have more troops there? But no. Instead, Trump is trying to justify the takeover of Greenland.
And on Greenland,
we're Greenland now?
Yeah,
up on Greenland. How did we come up to Greenland?
So, do you expect to take an action against Greenland?
Well, I don't want to talk about Greenland. Let's talk about Venezuela, Russia, Ukraine. We'll worry about Greenland in about 2 months. Let's talk about Greenland in 20 days.
Okay, he said, let's talk about Greenland in 2 months. Let's talk about it in 20 days. They're all laughing in the back like hyenas because Lindsey Graham threw out the word Cuba. I mean, they're just like frothing at the mouth to go after any country.
Venezuela, we talk so much about energy.
By the way, I will say this about Greenland. We need Greenland from a national security situation. It's so strategic. Right now, Greenland is covered with Russian and Chinese ships all over the place.
All right, spoiler alert. We don't need Greenland. Greenland is our ally. We have them as our ally already. They are in our pocket because they are our friend. They should be willing to help us if we don't keep using rhetoric like this. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these videos, drop a like, subscribe. I'll see you in the next one. Peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.